We will not have time to discuss everything, nor do I have time to read everything here. But we do want to talk about some of the buildings you were central to. But the Central Library in Tulsa, the Rudisill Regional Library, the Moody Wing of the Rosenberg Library in Galveston, Texas, the Buckley Public Library of Poteau, the Allie Beth Martin Regional Library in Tulsa, Master Plan for the Oklahoma State Library, Oklahoma City, also the Southminster Presbyterian Church, your church, remodeling of the sanctuary, what happens to be my church, First Methodist Church, and the Tyler Memorial Chapel in Tulsa. We can go on. La Fortune Football Stadium for Memorial High School. We have those, and the rest of them will be listed on our website. But let's take us to the Central Library, because we've all been there. It still stands today. Over 50 years ago, you actually designed that library. Bring us to the year that you were involved in that.
The year that is memorable is 1965. Now, in about 3 years, I hope we have a 50th anniversary. There was a famous guy here named Joe Koberling. And for years, the city of Tulsa had been trying to build a new library. And they had finally decided maybe the thing we want to do is use the old courthouse. We had just built the new courthouse. But let's take the old courthouse and convert that to a library. Well, there were those far-seeing people who said that's not what we want to do. The Civic Center was just an entity which had just been created. They're going to change it now, as you know. We had a terrible time closing Fifth Street, but now they're going to reopen Fifth Street, which is fine. Anyway, Mr. Koberling had been working for years to do something with the old courthouse to recreate it as a library until people said, no, this isn't going to work. So they said, Joe, we've got to look at this differently. Well, I was just a young guy. I'd just gotten my license, just beginning life as a professional. What persuaded him, I don't know, and we never talked about it. But he said, why don't you see if you can come up with a different scheme? We're loggerheads here. I did, and we had a wonderful relationship. There was a lady there named Allie Beth Martin, prominent lady, very important in Tulsa. She and I guess, had somewhat the same vision. And many of the things that happened in that library were because of her thoughts and my thoughts. At any rate, we came together and put together the Central Library, and it became well thought of. It was on the front page of the New York Times once. Many of the things that were interesting were her ideas. The idea of open stacks, low stacks, where you could come in and pull something off the wall and go read it if you wanted to, or put it back or leave it. A very loose arrangement compared to what libraries used to be. So when it became a reality, after some discussions, when it became a reality in 1965, opened in 1965, and people actually saw it, then librarians across the country said, this is really something we ought to see. And people came from all over the country, primarily to see the library, but also to see Mrs. Martin, Allie Beth, who was a really great, wonderful person. So it became famous across the country.
I'm thinking about libraries before, and as I remember, the stacks was always a mystery. You go back in the stacks. Isn't that true?
Yes.
And here you brought them out into the open.
Well,
is that what happened?
We did, yeah. But of course, I wouldn't have done it without her thinking it was a good idea.
No, but then you designed for that idea.
Yeah. It created a different atmosphere throughout the whole library. It was different.
You did something about the furniture, too. They had old, heavy furniture. And what did you do about
that? Well, we thought there was nice furniture out there. There was Ames furniture. There was Knoll furniture. There was new furniture coming on the market, too. Let's do that. One of the reporters for the Tulsa World sat on one of those chairs. He said it was like sitting on a polished log. I've never forgotten that. I didn't think it was like sitting on a polished log. It was good. We got good reviews. People liked it.
And now we know of the internet, which you couldn't have conceived of back then.
Mm-mm.
But according to a brochure of 1965 for the library, they bragged about their 16-millimeter films, long-playing records, uh-huh. ceiling projectors, and microfilm.
Right.
And we thought we were
right.
really
good
in.
For you.
We were really in.
We thought that was a breakthrough. No, I kind of knew. I think everybody knew. Yeah, something's happened, but it's just the beginning. Had we really pursued it, we would have designed bigger space for it. We had to go back and adapt for some of these new things. But basically, we knew it was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. For downtown Tulsa, it was a jewel. It was certainly something that all Tulsans could be proud of. But weren't librarians and all coming in from other parts of the country then to view what's going on in Tulsa?
Yes. It became news when it was published in the New York Times, and people came from all over the country to look at it, primarily to talk to Mrs. Martin, because it was such a revolution in the way libraries handled, and partially to talk to me, too.
Well, of course.
I was very gratified, yeah.
Because you could have been of the mindset that thought, oh, surely you're not going to be talking this way or that way. You seem to be very open-minded about it and bought in on what she did, so have to have that kind of a relationship.
I knew it was good.
Yeah.
I knew it was good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure was.
So, of all these buildings, certainly that has to be one of your proudest legacies that you have in your career.
It. Yeah, I'm proud of it. I think it worked. Yeah, I think it's good. People like it.
The renovations to it, even now that we're talking here, we're in 2012,
mm-hmm.
did they finish a project or are they beginning one at the library?
Both.
Okay, all right.
Both, you're right on target.
Yeah.
Apparently, a problem has always been, and will be exacerbated, by the fact that the Old City Hall is becoming a hotel, and that they're opening Fifth Street again, which changes lots of things. I've talked to the people, they've asked me, I've sat in with them several times, about things where I might be able to be helpful. They're going to do something to the library itself, not much, but they're going to build a new parking garage and do lots of other little things. I hope it all materializes.